You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning we're chatting with Puna Fukata Love from the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland about research into supporting rangatahi wellbeing through an app called Headstrong. Morena, how are you this morning?
Morena, good, thank you.
Hey, it's great to chat with you. This is a really interesting and really important bit of research that you've been doing. Can you tell us a bit of background into how this Headstrong project came about?
Yeah, so basically Headstrong was already an app before I started working in the psych and the med team. It was pretty much all it is an app that focuses on the well-being of our rangatahi. And over the summer, I managed to kind of get the opportunity to create a bilingual version of the Headstrong app, which is called Kia Haumanu, and it's translated in both te reo. It provides te reo and English, and the main focus of Kia Haumanu is to provide a space for our rangatahi Māori to kind of reconnect with themselves and their kind of identity. Yeah.
That's so cool, and it's really important to have those, you know, specific tools that support specific groups. Why is it, in your perspective, important to have things that speak to rangatahi, not only in te reo, but also with a maturanga Māori perspective?
I think the kind of main thing is that to create spaces for our rangatahi Māori to kind of reconnect with themselves again. And I think te reo Māori and mātauranga Māori is the one way we can reach out to our rangatahi who may be a little bit disconnected. It's a way for them to re-engage with who they are, with waiata, their own language, if there's any areas of their identity that they might be struggling with. And I think that overall that helps their well-being in general, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. So what other things can people access through Kia Haumanu and through Headstrong? What's the kind of resources available through that app, and what would people use it for?
So basically Kia Haumanu is a chatbot. We call it a chatbot that rangatahi can log in. They create their own profile and they can select the avatar that they talk to. And within the app, there's also heaps of different resources. There's quizzes, there's games, if they feel like playing games. There's places where they can, like a journal almost, they can learn new waiata, learn new reo Māori words. It's just a space for them to kind of get into whatever it is that they feel like doing on that specific day.
That's really awesome. And what's the particular kind of age of rangatahi that you're sort of aiming this project at?
It's mainly between 12 to 17. But I think, like, I'm 22 and I love using it. Mm. It's cool to just kind of talk to someone, even though it's only a chatbot. It's still cool to talk to someone and have these resources to kind of get into if you ever feel bored or you feel a bit sluggish.
It sort of reminds me, that kind of conversing with a chatbot reminds me a bit of like how you might journal when you have, you know, a lot on your mind or something, because it's not necessarily about having an actual person receive that. It's getting it off your chest a wee bit. I mean, you've got actual research in this area. Could you speak to that a little bit more, maybe?
I think that because we had the guidance of our Dr. Tanya Cargo, who kind of provides the real important key stuff for the overall mental health and well-being of our rangatahi. And then we kind of, with her approval and her guidance, we kind of implemented that. But I don't know too much about that space. I was kind of mainly there to help with the implementation of Mātauranga Māori and Reo Māori.
And what's it been like? What sort of feedback have you guys had from young people using the app?
We've had good feedback so far. We have only just launched the app properly to the App Store and everyone last week to align with Matariki. So we had a launch with that last week, and the response that we got from the students at uni when we launched it was really good.
Awesome.
They loved everything about it. Yeah.
That's so cool. Why did you guys want it to be at Matariki to be celebrating or like releasing this app?
Yeah, so the main reason why we chose to launch it during Matariki was we thought that Matariki was a time for reflection for everyone, setting new goals and kind of refreshing and reflecting on the past year. And Kia Haumanu has the same kind of approach. It's all about reflecting on who you are, setting new goals, and always remembering who you are at the end of the day. And that's kind of why we chose to fit it in with Matariki.
That's awesome. And it's publicly available now, so anyone can go download it from the App Store, is that right?
Yes, yeah, you just go to the App Store, download the app called Headstrong, and Kia Haumanu's right in there.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Puna Fukata Love from the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences. We'll put a link to the app in our podcast after the show for anyone who's trying to track it down. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for chatting.
Awesome. Thank you.
Kia ora.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.